Joining us now, another person who understands it, Steve Lansky. You can, Big Mouth Sports, as we call him. Steve, thank you for the time, as always, on this Friday. And let's begin with the Edmonton Oilers. You look at last night's game and you say, yes, that is a team that is playoff ready and will have playoff success.
Yeah, short answer, Dave, yes.
Yeah, I gotcha.
If a team plays like that on a repeated basis, and I mean, that's not the easiest thing in the world to do, they're going to be hard to beat. They really are. I mean, the only thing I could pick at is they probably gave up too many shots. But, and I think it's a tall order to ask Stuart Skinner to play that way for 23 straight games. But I wouldn't say it was a perfect game. But I'll tell you, if LA had had just 22 shots, I think it might have been a perfect game. I really do.
I want to ask you this question because you're a hard marker, and that's good. We like that. So when you look at this team, there's a time, maybe it's me, but there's always a time in a year when I look at a team, not necessarily the team I'm cheering for, where I go, maybe this is the year. And I'm not saying we're there yet. But after the trade deadline, with Ekholm and Bjugstad being added, and they still have McLeod and others to get back in the lineup, do you think this team could give you that feeling like maybe this is their year? And how close are they, in your opinion?
This is their year to lift the 32-pound trophy over their head, or this is their year to get to the Stanley Cup final?
Well, I'd like both answers, please and thanks.
Yeah.
No and yes.
Okay.
I think they see now. You got to think.
You're
damn
right.
Damn that Lance. He made me think.
Yeah.
I think you tell me they get to the Stanley Cup final right now, and I buy that 100%. Winning the Stanley Cup, I think, is going to be a tall order this year, simply because you're going to get a lot of pushback from whichever team comes out of the Eastern Conference. But I have seen nothing recently to lead me to believe this team isn't a better team than any team in the Western Conference. Now, having home ice advantage for some or all of the Western Conference playoffs, I think would be an advantage for some reason. And we have talked about this before. I never felt like the Oilers played that well on home ice, because they didn't until this year. And now all of a sudden it's different. Now they're beating teams that normally they might lose to in Edmonton, but win on the road. Now that seems to have shifted. So I don't think home ice was critical to the Oilers in the past. I think it's maybe a little more critical now. But the short answer is, yeah, I can see them in the Stanley Cup final. Real, real easy.
Steve Lansky joining us here on Low Tide and Jameson on TSN 1260. Steve, I'd like your take on this. All of this seems like, as you know, well as the Oilers played last night and have been since the trade deadline, all of this feels like a slow, long march to get to the place where Boston wins the Stanley Cup. However, since Chicago won in 2013, 8 of the past 9 President's Trophy winners have not made the conference final, including the last 7. What do you make of something like that?
Well, what I make of it, Dave, is probably exactly what you make of it. It's not simply having a great team. Yeah. It's avoiding injuries. It's avoiding a slump. It's avoiding an internal strife, which probably wouldn't happen, but you never know. You're rolling dice, and only two maybe of the 10 dice you throw is your ability. The other 8 dice are injuries, bad luck, bad bounce. I think if I'm Boston, I'm excited about where I am, but man, I have everything I can cross, because there are no givens getting to the Stanley Cup final, and anybody who's old enough knows that 1986 proved that in spades. There are no givens, even if you're the best team in the National League. So all the Oilers can do is work their tails off to get there and see who they're up against.
This next question, a little different shade of gray from what I just asked, but I'm going to ask a Toronto Maple Leafs story question, because I want people to be outraged, so I'm going to go ahead and ask it. I know that the dice has no memory. I know when you flip a coin, it's 50-50. I get all of that. But this Leafs team has been in the window a few times. Late 70s, they really were crushed. Late 90s, early aughts, they had a pretty darn good team. I like this team for Toronto. I think it's very good. The problem has been getting out of the division. Tampa Bay doesn't look like they're quite what they were. They would have to get through Boston. Do you think Toronto would have a harder time getting to the final than Edmonton just based on the conference they play in?
That's going to require some thought. Do we have any thought music for about 4 seconds? I think Toronto will, it'll be tough for them, but Toronto's a different team this year for one reason. All of a sudden, they don't think they're probably a good team. Now they know they're a good team. And those are two different things. They're two different things. I think the Oilers are there too. We're a pretty good team. I think we can compete. No. We're going to kick your rear end. They know they're going to beat Tampa. There's no chance Tampa's going to beat them in the first round. Toronto will advance. And let me tell you, when you have that confidence, like that Toronto-Boston series, I will watch every second of that series because it may be the best series in the Stanley Cup playoffs because you've got two teams who know they're the two best teams in that conference. I don't care who's in the other division, New Jersey, Rangers. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Toronto and Boston are the two best teams. And now that Toronto knows it, Al, I think they're a dangerous animal. It's one thing to think it. It's another thing to know it. And they know it this year.
Steve, the sights, the sounds, the pageantry of opening day in baseball. There are few sporting days on the calendar quite like it. The Jays win in dramatic fashion. What did you think of their, season debut, that group? And do you have any concerns about the way Alek Manoah pitched?
Wasn't that great to watch?
Oh, yeah.
Oh my God. We're sitting there watching, and my wife looks at me and goes, that is the most beautiful shot. It was a shot from behind home plate.
Oh, yeah.
And you can see the arch in the distance, and you can see the arch cut into the outfield grass. And she's like, that is the most beautiful shot I've ever seen in my life. I said, that looks fake. That looks like a video game, but it's not.
Yeah, it's a green screen.
Real.
Yeah, it's a green screen.
Oh, that and the Masters tell me that winter is over. I'm the happiest guy in the world right now. And your second question was about Alek Manoah. I almost got too deep into the rabbit hole there to remember the second question. No, I'm not concerned. You know what his big problem is? And he's calling the pitches off his glove yesterday, and they're criticizing for that. Dude, stop thinking. Stop thinking. Stop thinking and start throwing. Stop thinking. Let Kirk call the pitches. Just get up there and throw the best pitchers in the world and goalies too, for that matter. Stop thinking. It's not your friend. Why are you there? Because you can think real good or because you can pitch real good? Then pitch. We'll do the thinking part for you. I'm not concerned, but get them off that train fast. Get the thinking on the back burner. Other people can do that. Just throw the ball.
I watched the Nationals Braves, and then I watched the Cardinals Jays, and they handled the pitch clock differently. The Braves game, you got it full, you all the way down. With the Jays game, it was 10 through 0, and I preferred the long one. But what's your preference? Do you have anyone? I know it's early, so you might not have decided, but do you like to see it from 25 down or from 10 down?
Al, I've been a producer for 45 years. What do you mean I haven't decided? Of course I've decided. I decided in the second inning.
Yes.
No, but listen, brace yourself. Sit down. Mm-hmm. Sportsnet did it right. Because 24 to 10 or 20 to 10, meaningless. Absolutely meaningless. In fact, if you gave me 5 down, it would probably be enough. But 10 down is fine. They slid it into the score bug. They slid it out of the score bug. I got to be honest. If you'd have said to me, what should they do? It would have been that. So I'm giving them 10 out of 10 on the pitch clock on Sportsnet. 10 out of 10.
Wow, a rare moment. Lansky with full-on praise.
For Sportsnet.
Unfettered.
Really,
Unfettered at all. We'll make a note of this, Steve, in our little book that we keep.
He also likes St. Louis. Write that down.
Yes, yes.
I bet you do keep a book. Yeah. I bet you do keep a book.
Yeah, we do indeed.
Now that's messing with my head right now.
Steve, always great to chat. Enjoy the weekend, and we'll do it again next Friday.
Sounds good, guys.
All right.
Take care.